This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Right off the heels of an exciting World Series, more baseball news is making headlines. A professional women's baseball league is on the horizon in the United States. The Women's Pro Baseball League, or WPBL, hopes to debut with six teams by the summer of 2026. Justine Siegel, the first woman to coach an MLB team, says, "This is definitely a great time for women's sports and pro sports, as men and others have finally figured out how great women are as athletes." Siegel is the co-founder of WPBL alongside businessman Keith Stein. The league would be the first women's baseball league in nearly 70 years since the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, made famous on the big screen in A League of Their Own, closed down in 1954. The difficult task at hand is finding players with experience, as many young girls in the U.S. aren't offered baseball as an option, only softball. But with more than 1,300 high school girls having played on boys' baseball teams last year, Siegel is hopeful. "The baseball community has already moved forward, growing the sport for girls," she said, "and the WPBL is going to be able to give a pipeline for girls who are being told they should quit when now they know they have a place that they could play in." The Montana Nurses Association is alleging that St. Peter's Health in Helena committed an unfair labor practice in the midst of union negotiations that undermined work on a new contract. The group filed a complaint on behalf of Local Number 13. The hospital administration sent an email to nurses and other employees with negotiation details, including base salaries, after signing a confidentiality agreement with a national mediator, the nurses said. Rachel Rouser, a nurse at the bargaining table, said the release of private information angered other nurses, and the union leaders have been forced to rebuild trust. Rouser said, "It feels like the whole time the hospital administration is trying to pit us nurses against each other and just creating havoc," she said. Rouser said the goals with the new contract include retention, especially for experienced nurses who are training new graduates, remaining competitive in compensation with St. Patrick Hospital and Community Medical Center in Missoula, and ensuring safety. It's not the first time the union has raised concerns that St. Pete's administration is in conflict with labor practices. A year ago, the hospital fired a consultant that a labor representative described as a union buster after nurses discovered the administration gave him details about their personal lives. The nurses say that bargaining for a contract for nursing care is still underway, and the retention of experienced local nurses is on the line at the hospital, as is quality care for patients. Last year, nurses at St. Pete's Clinic voted to join the Local Number 13 Montana Nurses Association union. The National Labor Relations Board agreed it was appropriate for the clinic nurses to join the current contract, but the nurses said the hospital delayed negotiations on the change. This spring, contract negotiations started for both the contract renewal and the change with the additional nurses. The local has nearly 400 members with the additional nurses from the clinic. Negotiations started in April, and the nurses and hospital administration have gone through six mediation sessions so far. But the email from the hospital administration containing current contract proposals, including base salaries, now has hindered negotiations. The nurses say they believe negotiations are fairly close, but that the contract needs to protect a couple of current benefits that have been in question: short-term disability and personal leave. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.